pressure.
Queen's Under Pressure, David Bowie, 20 minutes to 7.
Under pressure.
Pressure, speaking of which, the pressure test on the air coming up in 20 minutes from now.
Pressure.
The bonus question, if you want to quickly see what it is, it's on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. 27 degrees in Richmond this morning with Jane Day for breakfast.
I have absolutely no idea how you can function on, what, 3 hours sleep a night?
Sometimes. Not all the time. Like, if something happens or, you know, parents, I think, would probably be in the same boat. Like, if they've got young kids, sometimes they have to run on what they've got in the tank, which is not much.
Yeah, no. At least, the absolute least, 6 hours. Otherwise, things go cray-cray the next day. No, thanks.
Wow, don't ever use that term again. It's a nearly 50-year-old man. 133353. What is the most or the amount of hours that you need to function? 133353.
Veronica in Oakenden, how many hours do you need to function?
Possibly 5 to 6 hours would be great, but sometimes I only survive on about 3.
See, it can be done on 3. And do you find when you are doing just 3 that you actually have more energy? I know it sounds weird, but you actually run, like, your day runs faster?
It does.
Yeah.
Is that because your eyes are hanging out of their sockets, or what?
Sometimes.
Far out.
See, I told you.
3 hours,
Kevin
no
Rudd,
way.
Confirmed it. Kevin Rudd says he goes on 1 hour sleep a day. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's a bit different to your 3 to 5 or 6. 133353, thanks for your call this morning. How many hours do you need to function?
The unofficial mayor of Pindi Pindi, that'd be Herb, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
How many hours do you need?
Oh, 5 to 6. That's what I run on.
Do you find that your body starts playing silly buggers on you, like you need to go to the bathroom a little bit more if you don't get enough sleep?
No, that's just old age, I think.
Right, okay.
It's got nothing to do with the sleep pattern. I don't know why you think that. That's crazy. 5 to 6. Do you get grumpy if you don't have enough sleep, though?
Sometimes. Your body tends to start making mistakes and you start fumbling things. And then you start to think, okay, yep, I need to have a break now.
It's like Dave, he's describing you, mate.
Herbie, are you a proponent for the afternoon siesta as well, or what?
Morning, mate. As soon as I finish my morning shift, I go home and have a quick 45 or an hour nap, and then back into it.
Right.
Yeah, see, but if you get 45, I agree, 45 minutes is a great amount of time. Thanks for your call there, Herb. But once you get to an hour, that's when you start to get tired again.
Really?
So I don't know what it is. 45 minutes, bang, you're refreshed.
Right. That's where we're all going wrong. We need to go in 45-minute blocks.
We need sleep rooms at workplaces.
The pods.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they reckon that you work better. Let us know on our Facebook page the good amount of hours to sleep to make you function. On our Facebook page, Triple M and Kai with Sundays. Jane Day for breakfast. Today, beautiful day. Well, not so much. If you're a goose, you're going to love it. Dave, showers, a little bit of wind around the coastline, 27 degrees in Padgett. Rock's greatest hits, it's 18 to 7, Triple M.